You were one of the first people I met when I started in radio about 32 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And you were so good to me and such a really great interview and great person to talk to, and I've just loved you ever since. And believe it or not, I haven't
really
talked
nice.
To you
Thank
since
you.
Then. What's up with that?
I don't know.
And how have you been, and are you excited about coming back to Atlanta?
I've been very well, and I love coming back to Atlanta.
Tell me, Lou, you're going to be playing with the ASO and your band, correct? With
That's
the Atlanta
correct.
Symphony Orchestra?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a number of the Foreigner songs, then they're going to play some orchestral things, too.
Tell me about how you have to rehearse for that.
The conductor, Brett Havens, has worked on orchestral arrangements for a number of the songs that would work the best with that kind of arrangement, and we've rehearsed intensely every time we go out for a show like this, and it's incredibly exciting to be on stage. You think of the power of the guitar amps and stuff.
Oh, yes.
When you're standing in front of a full-on orchestra, it parts your hair down the middle.
I can imagine it does. I mean, that's got to be an amazing feeling.
It's wonderful.
Is the key then that you've got this guest conductor for the Atlanta Symphony, so he works with the symphony, and then you come in and just rehearse that evening? You don't have to spend
yes,
a lot of time
correct.
With each symphony?
No, not really. As long as the arrangement is done correctly and they play as I know they should, then just running through each song one or two times just so I get used to them and they used to me, and then we're ready to perform.
And tell me about your band, because I know at some point, were they your brothers?
I had my two brothers in the band. Now I just have one brother with the band. He's the drummer, and he's my older brother, Ben.
That's really great. Tell me what it was like to work with both of them at one point.
Yeah, it was terrific. Things happen, and now it's just Ben and I, and I'm very pleased with that, too.
You know, it's kind of funny, as I was doing my due diligence to see what you've been up to since I talked to you last, one of the things I did not realize, and I wouldn't have thought this, was that you were more the person that was holding on to the rock edge for Foreigner, and that Mick was the one that was going into the ballads that were so
yep.
popular for you, and your voice was so beautiful on, but you are such a rocker, and I didn't realize yep. that caused some conflict with you guys.
I think it was the big rift that ended our relationship.
Wow, tell me a little bit about that. When you think that I Want to Know What Love Is was like the only number one for you, was it the only number
yeah.
one?
It really was, yeah.
And that's hard to believe.
A number of times, Waiting for a Girl was number two. Blooded went to number three.
You had 16 top 30 songs, 9 top mm-hmm. 10 songs. It's really incredible. But boy, those ballads in the 80s, that people just love that stuff. And you were kind of holding your ground on that.
You know, I enjoyed singing them. But when the record company, we put out a new record, you know, usually you put out one or two hot rock singles, then maybe you put out the ballad.
Right.
On Agent Provocateur, they went right for the I Want to Know What Love Is. And you know what? That was the only hit on the whole album.
Oh, my goodness.
You're supposed to build the album with the rock songs, then come with the big, lush ballad, you know?
That makes total sense.
If you use the big, lush ballad first, then basically you're all done.
And you know, that was a great record. I really liked that record.
I liked it, too. Thank you.
Wow. Isn't that
it's
something?
Some great songs on it, yeah.
Yeah, but then your solo, I mean, I love some of your solo stuff when I think about playing that and supporting you, and it was just, you've had just really a tremendous career. I love that you could still be touring and
oh,
sing,
yeah. No sing. Regrets. I'm a pretty happy boy.
That's really wonderful. What are you up to today besides touring? What's news for you?
I've got 15-year-old twins, boy and a girl, and they're finishing up their last final exams today.
Oh, I love it. Where do you live,
yes,
Lou?
I live in Rochester, New York.
You do? So that's home for you still. That's really cool.
Yep.
I don't know why I was thinking you might be out on the left coast, but that's wonderful. You must be very comfortable and happy. And, you know, I saw some video. I watched some of your videos, and I'm like, you haven't lost a note, my friend. I know that you had some health issues for a while, and we were all worried about you, and you sound fantastic. I mean, that's
Thank
really
so
amazing
much.
When you realize how many years back you've been going, and we've
yep.
been
God's
right
been
there with you.
Me, honestly.
Congratulations, by the way, on the Songwriters Hall of Fame a couple of years
ago.
Oh,
thank you. Very proud of that.
That's a huge deal.
The first time Mick and I saw each other in over a dozen years.
Seriously? How was it?
It was good. We reminisced, we laughed, we cried, we patched up the friendship.
Oh, Lou, that's really special. That's really great. Congratulations. You've got all kinds of wonderful things, and you deserve those good blessings.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, you too. It's a delight to talk to you again, and I hope I see you again sometime soon. We'll get
I hope you'll be out there.
Yeah, get another picture with you. Or
definitely. Maybe
we'll,
two.
That would be quite a comparison. Yeah.
Oh, well, you're going to bring the other one?
I will have to do that.
Please do.
Oh, I love it.